Good afternoon. Thank you for calling Kirk Jeweler. How may I help you?
Hey, Loanne. Bob from RDI. How are you?
Bob, how are you?
Very good. Thank you. Just thought I'd check in with you guys. Well, thanks. I appreciate that. Appreciate it. Today's
your
my wife's
too,
birthday.
It's her birthday today, huh?
Yeah. We're only 8 days apart as far as the day is concerned.
Oh, wow. Well, yeah. Tell her happy birthday from us. Even
if
you
will.
Didn't know us.
I will.
The more the merrier, right?
Well, yeah, you know what? I think she kind of knows all my customers because she hears me talking to them all the time.
Oh, true, because you work from home sometimes.
Yeah, I work from home, and I'm a little bit loud sometimes, so she hears me talking.
Oh, okay. Well, then tell her happy birthday. Hopefully
I will.
I
will.
Day.
Yeah. Anything you guys need while I got you on the phone?
Oh, no, not yet, but the day's too young.
Yeah, that's right. It's early there still. It's not even noon.
No. Oh, is it? I say, oh, not even noon. I say good afternoon already. Wow.
Did you? I didn't even notice.
I know.
Well, I wouldn't notice anyways because it's actually, you know, almost, what is it, almost 3 o'clock here, so.
Yeah, so we're like almost 12, so we're,
yep.
We're still morning.
Yep.
Yeah,
what's new with
I
you?
Anything? No, just, you know, we've been kind of a lot of custom and a lot of lab diamond, you know?
We have gotten, I've been on a run with large natural diamonds lately. I've sold,
really?
This year I've sold like 4 or 5 big diamonds, 60,000, 60,000, 45,000,
wow.
32,000. Yeah, it's been good. Yeah,
people
with money.
My way.
Yeah, I wish
send
I could.
Those people my way.
I wish I could. But they're... We've got a number of things in the world. Lab growns are here to stay. You know, but there are a lot of people who don't want a lab grown. You know, that are willing to spend the money to get something that's expensive now and will stay expensive.
Right. It's I think it's a different age group, like this.
Yes.
Generation. I think
none of these ones that were sold were young people. These were all people that were on second marriages or buying one for their 30th anniversary or that kind of thing.
Yeah, because I still haven't brought myself to buy a lab yet. I couldn't.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
I got my wife lab earrings, when I redid for our 50th anniversary, when I redid her ring, I
mm-hmm.
couldn't have done labs, no way. I did natural.
I was like, I got my daughter a pair of earrings and lab because, you know, she seemed to not keep good stuff.
Well, that's just
ears,
it.
So I'm like, no. Mm-hmm.
And they're only earrings. It's not like it's got the sentimental attachment to it
mm-hmm.
that you would with
exactly.
an engagement ring.
Yeah, so I say, nope, just the lab going to go into your ear because, you know, she's 25 and she seemed to displace one of the earrings all the time. And, you know, the natural one costs a lot of money. So I'm like, nope,
oh,
just the lab one.
Yeah.
To take that, and if you lose one, you lose one. I only pay $200 instead of a few thousand dollars.
Yeah, and I suggest that to most people, like with my private customers. I said, listen, if you're doing earrings, tennis bracelets, or any of that stuff, go lab, because you're crazy spending the money, because you'll get better-looking product, and there's no attachment to it. It's just a thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that they wear, that's all.
Yeah, and even with tennis bracelets, it's lab or natural. None of them value when you resell anyway because the diamond is so small. You don't have any worth for the diamond, but the labor is a lot because they set each individual diamond.
Sure.
It costs a lot of labor. So all of it is labor. So.
Yeah, labor and gold now. Hell, I think the cost of the gold for making a tennis bracelet or a tennis necklace is more than it is for the diamonds.
I know. It was just so expensive, gold.
Yeah.
I was like, how are we going to make money here? Come on.
Yeah, I know. It's making it tough.
Yeah, because every time you look at some symbol, like a mountain, like a solitary, used to be like $400, $300. Now you're talking about $1,200?
Yeah.
$900, $1,200? There's not less than that.
We used to buy for stuff that we were doing here at the office, we used to buy solitaires, the lightweight ones, to put together like quarter carat, third carats. We used to pay like $100, $150.
Yeah.
Those are like, you know, $400, $500 for the lightweight junk.
Yeah. Right, because I use the cost for that is we have, like, even we have some old one, like the one with the mounting ribbon and no head. We sell for like $5.95. Now you go on an order on Stoller's or anything like that, they cost $500.
Yeah.
Just the retail. So I was like, no, either we race it or, you know, and Steve's like, yeah.
Even the little chains. The little chains
yeah.
you used to put pendants on. You used to be able to buy
yeah.
those for $100, $150, and now they're like $500, $600, and you get almost nothing for that.
Yeah, I just fucking won up the chain yesterday for like $1,840, and it was like $695. I'm like,
isn't that nuts?
I was like, are you serious? Because by the time it gets to us, it's already like more than the cost of the gold because the people have to make money.
Sure.
And you go from manufacturer to the wholesaler and wholesaler to us, it's like mark up so much. That's like, what? Yeah, I was like, disbelief. Yesterday was $695 for one chain, $1,840.
Wow.
I was like, this is hard to sell stuff.
Yeah.
And this Christmas, I pray to God that we're going to sell a lot of diamond more than gold.
Sure.
Don't know what to do with that, you know.
Anything I can do for you today?
Not today, but, you know, I'll call you if anything comes up.
I appreciate it.
I will give you a call.
Give my best to the other Steves.
I will, definitely.
All right, thanks.
Thank you so much for the call.
Bye-bye.